On this episode of Aviator Cast, your first solo.
Welcome, aviators, to another episode of Aviator Cast. Load up your flight bag with useful flight training topics, interviews, and aviation passion. Let's kick the tires and light the fires. Coming to you from Angle of Attack Headquarters in Homer, Alaska, here's your host and flight instructor, Chris Palmer.
Welcome, aviators, to another episode of Aviator Cast. My name is Chris Palmer from Angle of Attack. I run a small flight school in Alaska, and I'm blessed to be able to travel the nation and fly with a bunch of different aviators, see a bunch of different schools, put out a lot of content, like here on Aviator Cast with this podcast. This is also turned into a video that you will see on YouTube, lots of YouTube content as well. And I'm also most active on Instagram. So check me out there, communicate. I answer everyone that writes me and really enjoy interacting with all of you. And, you know, whatever you're doing in the community, whatever you need help with, I'm here to help. So we're going to be going through this podcast today. We are going to talk about your first solo. So if you have a solo that's coming up, say you're getting close to that solo and you're wondering what the solo flight is all about, what the process is about, this is going to be a podcast for you. Maybe these are things that you want to review on from your past solo so that you can be well-versed in it to share with someone else that's going to be doing their solo. Whatever it is, you're here, you're nervous, but you're excited and you're ready to dive into this first solo. I hope to go through this and just get you excited about it, get you relaxed about the process, give you a little bit more information about the process, because as you're going through it, you'll kind of just be a deer in the headlights, not really understanding what's happening or what your instructor's doing. So you'll get a little bit of an instructor's perspective throughout this and then know what to expect, at least traditionally what you should expect, and then we'll go from there. All right, so first off, you know, you're here, you've put in the effort to get started in your flight training, you got your medical, you got your student pilot certificate, you've been putting in the money, time, and effort to get to the solo place. And so I think even a congratulations is due for making it that far, because there are a lot of people that don't even make it this far. They give up for whatever reason, or they don't have a good experience, whatever it is. But you're here, and this is a cool time. So congratulations for being at this place, because not a lot of people have actually gotten to the place where they have soloed an airplane. And to actually solo an airplane is something that very, very, very few people have done in the grand scheme of things in humanity. So congratulations for that. This is a very cool thing. And I know it's taken a lot to get here. And I want you to embrace that. Realize that, you know, in some small little way, you are special, and that's fine and cool. But I also hope that you'll be humble through this process and lean on your training. We'll talk quite a bit about that. So as you're building up to your solo flight, there's a lot of things that start to come together. You know, your landings are starting to look pretty good. You're able to talk on the radio. You can control the aircraft well. You would have already gone through some stalls and steep turns and slow flight and a bunch of different stuff that's coming together. And now you can essentially do a traffic pattern on your own, communicate through that, know the dangers, know you know what you will do if there's an emergency in some cases. And you have a pretty good grasp on a lot of the fundamentals, or at least a start on a lot of the fundamentals in your training. Now, The solo is an interesting concept, because I think that a pilot could theoretically be taken through all the way through their training without necessarily needing to solo. There are some licenses in which you kind of do that, but I think that it's important for the confidence level of you. So, you know, you are apprehensive about the fact whether you deserve to be a pilot, whether you're smart enough, whether your flying is good enough. And there's just something very different about being in an actual airplane. You're the only one sitting in there, and it's completely up to you. And you have to rely on your own knowledge that you've learned, your own life experience, and all the things that you need to make this happen. And not to say that it's an event that big. I think, if anything, to avoid a lot of the nerves that you'll have in your solo flight, you got to take a step back, just keep things simple, chill out a little bit, and realize that you're just going to rely on your training here, and your instructor isn't going to send you up if you're not ready. But this is a very cool occasion, and I'm glad it is part of the pilot training, because it is such a huge confidence booster for pilots, and it's really all downhill from here after you get your training done, your solo done, rather. All right. So as those things are coming together, as you're getting closer to solo, you're going to do some official things. You're going to start to go through some official things. And from the instructor side, what I need to do is I need to have you do a pre-solo written test. You would have hopefully already done your written test already, which is the FAA long, 70-question test that you go through. It might even be more or less. I can't remember exactly what it is for private pilot. But you go through your test, right? And you're, I think it's probably 100 questions, but you're going through your test. You get that test done, but this pre-solo written test is really focusing more on your specific airplane, your specific area, and the procedures and things that you go through to fly the airplane safe and do those sorts of things. So you're going to be looking at things like aircraft speeds, emergency procedures, pre-flight inspections you're doing specific to your airplane, the airspace around your airport and what you're going to be dealing with, aircraft systems and understanding how those work, at least on a cursory level, because that allows you to troubleshoot a little bit if anything were to go wrong. And then, of course, radio procedures for your airport. A lot of other things in between. That's definitely not an exhaustive list of what you're going to be covering. But this is an open book test that you're going to be going through. Basically, it's essentially knowledge that you must have in order to be checked off to fly this airplane by yourself. So you're going to go through that process of that pre-solo written test. It is an endorsement you actually get in your logbook. And you're going to study and answer those. Again, it can be open book, depending on what your instructor allows. Usually it is. It's just meant for you to study the specifics of your airplane and what you're going to be dealing with. And then you will get with your instructor, you will correct, you will expound on and go through that process of fixing the test if there's anything wrong. And then he or she will endorse your test. And so that's your pre-solo written test done and out of the way. You will have some other endorsements that come along with that. Now, endorsements are legal jargon that your instructor will write in your logbook to basically say, this person has received this type of training and I pass them off to do X, Y, and Z. That's a very basic explanation of what an endorsement is. And so when you go through a solo endorsement, you have several different endorsements that you have to get from your instructor on the specific airplane you're flying, where you can fly, the limitations that you may have. You need that pre-solo written test endorsement as well. So your instructor will handle that part of it. You don't need to worry about all of that. They will sign you off when you're ready to go, just as kind of a legal thing with the FAA to say, hey, this person's ready to go. They'll either write that in your logbook or they'll put stickers in there, but that just says that you are good to go. So that's kind of the pre-solo written test, which is a pretty big part of it, because you can't move forward without doing that. And you will be doing that just before or near to actually soloing or going on your solo flight. So let's talk about you as the solo pilot. So kind of what I envision what you need to be and what you are at this point. So I want the solo pilot to be safe and knowledgeable. They should know quite a bit at this point. Again, I always encourage people to go through the written test by themselves before they come to training. That way you already have a lot of the knowledge already. I do expect you to be a safe pilot, be making good decisions, be thinking through what's happening, and not be too rushed with everything. But you are limited in what you know still and the skills that you have. And so we're not just releasing you out to the wild as instructors and saying, okay, you can go solo now, go fly a really long cross country. We want to start things really simple. And so I'll talk in a few minutes about traditionally what the flight itself looks like, and very simple, and we'll go from there. But you've learned a lot already, and really soloing, you need to lean on your training. And I alluded to this earlier, but your instructor has built some habits within you, some procedures. They've made sure you've had the knowledge. You have some muscle memory that you're starting to get with controlling the airplane. You're starting to listen to the engine and the air rushing by and understanding what to look for in attitude flying, all sorts of different things that are coming together. And those things are pretty substantial. You may feel like you are just a brand new pilot and you haven't learned a lot, or maybe you've been at this a while and you solo it somewhere, you know, some higher hours. It doesn't matter when you solo. But you're gonna lean on that training. There's a lot more there than you probably realize. And so just realize that your instructor is not gonna let you go if you're not ready. And so they see a lot of the things that they need to see in you before they'll ever sign you off, because their name is on the line if something were to happen, and they certainly don't want that to happen. So just don't overthink it too much. You know, this, you've gone through a lot, you've prepared yourself, and to a certain extent, you're ready to do this. And your instructor is not going to let you go until you are, in fact, ready. And there's really not anything up to chance. It's mainly a formality at that point. You know, as an instructor, I always get a little nervous and excited. I'm not so nervous. I'm just excited because it's kind of a threshold in which you cross in your training, where you go from someone being really excited about the flying and this has been a dream of theirs, and then they get to go up in an airplane alone. Their training kicks in, it takes over their nerves, and they just know what to do and they go up and do it. And I see them do that, and afterward they're all smiles and happy and excited. And at that point, it's, you know, as long as the money is in the bank, there's not much that stops people from actually getting their license. They're very encouraged by being able to solo and excited about it, and finally get a taste of what that freedom of being a pilot is like, where it's totally up to you and it's all about your skills and knowledge. And so you get a taste of that, and it's just very, very encouraging and very cool. So again, use everything you have, and just shake off those nerves and be humble, and you will do great. That is what I see as a solo pilot. So let's talk about the flight a little bit and what you can expect to happen during the flight. So the day of, you will likely go up with your instructor and they're going to see where you're at for the day. So you might just do one touch and go, you might just do one landing and stop and they get out, or several or whatever it is. But they just want to see that, hey, your head's in the right place for the day and you're going to be good to go. So then you solo. I mean, it might not be at a time that you're expecting. In other words, your instructor would have taken care of the paperwork already, maybe signed your logbook ahead of time, maybe had everything signed like on stickers that they just can slide in your logbook as they get out of the airplane and then you go. But they aren't going to do that unless you're absolutely ready. So I know it's a little nerve-wracking, I know it's a little scary, people get a little bit freaked out, but just relax. You know, this is a cool and fun thing, and you deserve it. You've worked for it, and you wouldn't be able to do it if your instructor didn't think you could. So don't worry about all that. All right. So you'll drop off your instructor. They'll jump out, as we say, and maybe that's on a taxiway or the side of the runway or the FBO, depending on what airport you're at. And then they get to stand by and watch as you solo. Typically and traditionally, we do three takeoffs and three landings. You know, I heard something along the lines of once you're proving that you can do it safely, twice you're proving that that wasn't a fluke, and three times you've proved that you can actually do it, something along those lines. So you are proving a little bit in the fact that you're doing three, that it isn't just a fluke. And almost invariably on every solo that I've sent up, each landing is a little bit different, and they come away from that having learned something from that landing. The takeoff is usually uneventful and pretty similar, but the landings, they learn something different on each one. And again, that learning just keeps continuing to happen. So three takeoffs and landings, three laps around the pattern, around the circuit, however you want to call it, and you are done. You may do more than that. You may do less than that. Just depends on what your instructor wants you to do. This isn't regulated at all. A lot of this is just tradition, and just go do what you're trained to do. You know, it's going to be a little nerve-wracking, but exciting. Very, very exciting and very cool. And if you do want to see what this is like, I'll just invite you right now. I should have invited you a lot earlier, but go to my YouTube channel. Maybe you're watching it here on YouTube already. I did a solo flight or posted a solo flight with one of my students. That's been a very popular video, and you can kind of see that whole fun process. I really like to celebrate that and hope that I can put more videos up like that in the future. Really look forward to doing that. All right, so now what? You've gone and done your solo. Congratulations. You're going to feel awesome. You're going to feel encouraged, excited, and ready to move forward. Hopefully, most people feel that way. And it's really all downhill from here in the training because you have come so far in the fundamentals. Now you're going to be getting into the cross countries and all that other stuff. Check ride prep. You know, it is, you do still have some time ahead of you, but that clock is going to start running a lot faster. Because you're not just in the pattern, you're actually going somewhere. So those hours actually go by pretty fast in building your extra time. But you'll land and you'll, you know, be congratulated, big handshake and a hug, whatever you want. And then you're going to get your tail feathers cut off. This is a tradition that I really enjoy. I do it for every student. I say, wear a shirt that you don't really like because we cut the tail feathers off. This is something that was done for me, and my instructor then, you know, wrote on it with the date, his name, like a picture of the airplane on the runway. So I do a little bit of artistic work each time I have a student solo, which is just a really, really fun process. And we keep it there. Okay. You can keep it at the FBO or you can take it yourself, whatever you want to do. But the way this came about is in the early days of aviation, they didn't have an intercom, they didn't have headsets, and they usually sat in a tandem airplane with the student up front and the instructor sitting directly behind. And the instructor would tug on the student's shirt to tell them where to turn and some other things to do, tug here and there. I'm sure they yelled as well. I mean, you can't not try to yell a little bit, but they would tug on their tail feathers, okay? So when the instructor soloed a student, now the tradition is to cut those tail feathers off because they don't need an instructor anymore. So I think it's fun. I think the history of it is fun, and I really like it. Signing the logbook, you know, this is a special one where I definitely like to put in a congratulations in the logbook entry. And we sign the logbook. You're going to have your first PIC, pilot in command time, in your logbook for your solo flight. Very, very, very important to take pictures of this memory. I have one picture of my solo, which is just fine, but I have one picture and I really treasure that. I have the tail feathers as well hanging up on my, or rather sitting on the shelf in my office in a frame. So take pictures, enjoy it, enjoy the moment, celebrate it. It is really, really cool. You're going to go out, you're going to repeat it soon. So you're going to go on some more pattern work. Maybe it's more intensive this time. You're eventually going to go outside the pattern. That could be very soon as well. And then you're going to start working toward your cross countries. You'll do cross countries with your instructor and learn about that. And then you'll do solo cross countries. And then you're getting really close to the end of your license. So again, congratulations. Just wrapping things up here on getting so close to your solo. I hope this goes well for you. Make sure to write me if you have any additional questions. Happy to answer any additional questions in the comments or through direct messages of any kind, and really look forward to you guys doing well. So hopefully you enjoyed this podcast. Please consider supporting us through our training courses. We have online ground school for private pilot and instrument. We have other ground schools coming up in the future. We have Checkride ACE, which is a checkride preparation program. That'll be really useful for you solo pilots because you're going to be getting there fairly soon. And Checkride ACE is really going to help you organize this whole process. So you can see today through this podcast, I talk about things like endorsements and all these other things that have to come together. There's a lot that has to come together at the end of your training. And I try to walk you through that process of being ready, being prepared for that check ride. So Check Ride ACE, all this can be found at angleofattack.com, this podcast, the YouTube channel, you can go to the blog, I post everything there, and you can check out Instagram. I share a lot of photos there, I'm active in the stories, and really I just like being a part of the community and helping out wherever I can. So if there is ever anything you need, regardless if you're a paying customer or not, it does not matter. Please reach out, especially through direct messages on Instagram. That's what's working really well at the time of this podcast. And let me know what I can help you with, okay? Thank you so much for being part of this community, spreading the word of what we do, you know, subscribing to our channel here or the podcast, and sharing this, liking it. That really helps to grow what we're doing here. We're just trying to do some good things for the aviation community. I say we because it's not just me, and I really appreciate all that you guys are doing for the community as well. So keep it up, keep pushing forward, keep taking those positive steps. Good luck on your solo, and until next time, throttle on.
We sincerely thank you for joining us on Aviator Cast. Please subscribe through your favorite podcast service and leave a review. Check out more flight training resources at angleofattack.com. There you can find this podcast, many free aviation training videos, as well as online ground school for private instrument, commercial, and CFI. Got a check ride coming up? Checkride Ace from Angle of Attack is your ultimate companion, guiding you through the process so you can conquer your big day. Thanks once again for joining us on Aviator Cast. Turn left, contact Ground Point Niner.